And finally, this hour, it's time for a literary take on one of our top stories today. Reporters step aside, spin doctors drop those talking points. We've asked two writers to reflect on last night's debate in poetry, one from the right and one from the left. This is still politics, after all. First up, conservative commentator Mark Stein, author of the book After America, Get Ready for Armageddon. He was inspired by the fact that last night's debate coincided with the president's 20th wedding anniversary.
So Barack asked Michelle, "Do you think it went well?" By the candle, she'd never looked fairer. But her tongue was athirst, and she silently cursed whoever'd signed off on Jim Lehrer. And she glanced down at her meringue, which sat forlornly on her plate. On hardball, his body language had been rated less than great. He said, "You do still love me," she said, "as years flew by. I've never looked at another man. And tonight," he said, "neither did I." His wedding anniversary between Whoop and Beyoncé, his prep time had been cursory. Now came his plaintive lay. "Do not forsake me, media darlings, on this my wedding day." He said, "Toast to the bride," and Michelle gaily cried, "A toast to the groom, I submit." And he said with elan, "Let's toast the best man." And everyone else cried, "To Mitt." And as champagne cork pops rang in their ears, he gazed at his love and he sighed. "Does it really feel like 20 long years?" "And that's just tonight," she replied.
Some debate poetry from Mark Stein. And the last word goes to Calvin Trillin, author of the upcoming Dogfight, the 2012 presidential campaign in verse.
"In all, this first debate was heavy going. Statistics failed to get the juices flowing. Some pundit somewhere must have sighed that when he said details worked, he hadn't meant so many. It got so thick, so lacking in one-liners, that people fell asleep in their recliners. Of those awake, when all was said and done, most had this thought: the challenger had won. He'd practice his debating skills with care, and not, it's clear, against an empty chair. Mitt's answers, whether factual or not, were clear and crisp, and all those answers got delivered with a quite commanding style. The president seemed listless for a while, less certain of the points that he would share, and wishing he were any place but there. In spin room chats, Mitt's men were all aglow. Barack, they said, no longer has Big Mo. The press found this a scrumptious dish to swallow. It meant they had a horse race still to follow."
So there you have it from Calvin Trillin and Mark Stein, the debates in verse, or since it rhymes, news you can use.